Hey guys, welcome to the More Love Podcast. I am KR Moore.
And I'm Clavia Moore.
On our podcast, we'll talk about life, love,
family, friends,
and anything else you guys want to throw at us. Let's jump right into an all new episode.
Guys, and welcome back to the More Love Podcast. I'm Clavia Moore.
And I'm Kiara Moore.
And this is Kayla.
Say hi, Kayla.
Who refuses to go to sleep.
Refuses to go to sleep, as usual.
So Kayla will be 10 months this week.
Yes, this week she'll be 10 months. We've started this podcast. I think she was probably 3 months.
She was a couple months.
Couple months, maybe.
3-4 months.
Yeah, and she's been sitting through all of them with us so far.
Yeah.
Most of them, so... Except this time she's more
active, making a lot of noise.
So you're going to hear her.
Touching
you're going
to
hear her today.
Yeah. So we have 16 lessons that we're going to share with you guys about things that we've learned through 16 years of being together. Mm-hmm. I guess 16 things we've learned about ourselves, about being together in a partnership and having kids together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'll go first.
Okay. Go ahead.
Ladies first. Okay. So the first one that I learned is marriage is hard. So marriage, being in a relationship, whatever, it's hard.
Yep.
It's not.
I agree.
Yeah. It's not what we thought it would be.
She's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. It's not what we thought it would be, would have been. And I guess we went through a good amount of ups and downs like everybody does, but it's hard and it takes work, you know?
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. And as long as, you know, both parties are willing to fight the fight for the sake of the relationship.
Fight the fight.
I know, that sounded so cheesy. Fight the good fight.
You're a corny person, though.
Listen,
you
man.
Are. He says the most corny stuff, guys, and I'm just like, okay.
All right. It all makes sense, though. But yeah, as long as both parties are willing to put in the fight,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the sake of the relationship, then, you know, you'll make it through. You'll make it through some of the toughest times that you'll ever believe. You never thought you'd be able to make it through.
Right.
You know? So that's how I felt. Like, we've had our ups and downs, as you said. But, you know, we were both... in it for the fight.
Okay.
And I think we made it through.
Yeah, I agree. All right, what's one of yours?
So my first one is, you know, life never actually goes as planned.
Never.
We can plan, but it just never pans out the way you planned it. You know what I mean? And I've kind of just learned to roll with the punches.
Yep.
Just kind of, you know.
I'm learning too.
Yeah. So, you know, it's okay to be disappointed, but don't feel like, you know, it's the end of the world type of thing. Like,
yeah.
There's going to be a lot of downs mm-hmm. times, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just look for the silver lining and everything and just roll with the punches is what I think.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree.
Yeah, that was my pretty straightforward one. So,
okay.
What's your next one?
One of the first things that I learned... Mm-hmm. In our relationships was how to love myself. As a teenager, I had really low self-esteem. I had really bad self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And you just taught me how to just like myself for who I was.
Mm-hmm. So we're high school sweethearts. And one of the things that I used to do every time we're together is I used to stand there in front of the mirror and tell her how beautiful she is and why I'm in love with her. When I noticed that she's having self-esteem issues, that was one of the things that I especially used to do on a regular. Yeah, until she started believing me, because, you know, it is the truth. You know, I do believe she's beautiful, and she is. You're supposed to be like, oh.
Thank you. Aw, thank you.
She's still working on
accepting compliments,
compliments, though, guys. So it's a work in progress still, 16 years later.
16 years later. Yeah. All right, so you go. Next up.
So my next one is, you need to have a good fight or an argument once in a while. You know, I feel like it reminds you that the person still cares. Otherwise, they wouldn't be arguing about certain things. obviously not petty things or nothing like that, but I mean, like, you still want to know that, you know, this person is willing to fight that fight for you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's what I feel. Every now and then, you know, a good, you know, argument or a fight is good. And then makeup sex is better, you know?
Yeah, I've heard if you stop arguing about things, especially like the important things, mm-hmm. then I guess it shows that you don't really care anymore.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's true.
All right, moving on to the next one. So the next one I learned was how to communicate better and how to be a better person. Mm-hmm. My communication skills sucked. They're yes. getting better. They sucked.
They've gotten a whole lot better.
Past tense, they sucked. They suck sometimes.
They suckish right now.
It's getting better, which is good. And, you know, learning how to be a better person too from him is like, sometimes I just want to be the petty person and be like, nope, I'm not talking to that person because I'm upset, or I'm not calling them back, I'm not picking up the phone call, or, you know, just doing something petty. Mm-hmm. And then he'd be like, you can't do that.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you can, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to be the bigger person. And more so for yourself, not for the other person, you know? So that's how I see it.
Yeah.
All right.
What's yours?
That was your what, number
that
four?
That was my number four.
Okay, so this next one for me is very cliche, but I still think it's important. And it's basically just look after one another. You know, especially when you're with someone and you have kids and, you know, you got a lot going on. It's very easy to be looking after everything and everyone else mm-hmm. and forget to look after yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as someone that's, you know, when you're running around all day and, you know, you're looking after everyone else and everything, sometimes it's very easy to forget to look mm-hmm. after yourself. And, you know, a lot of times you look out for me and vice versa. You know, when you're on the go on a regular, you know, I try to make sure that I got you as well. And, you know, when you're both looking after one another, you know that you're always good. And then you can look after everyone
right.
together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So my next one is, it's okay to change and grow as a person and expect your spouse to love you still. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that life is about change. And, you know, people say you're not the same person that I met, or you're not the same person that I got married to, but you're not supposed to be the same person because you're supposed to improve on the person that you were.
Yeah, you're right? supposed to grow.
Gotcha. You're supposed to grow as a person. I mean, I understand if you became worse than when you married the person, you know, like you became more selfish, self-absorbed, just like not a nice person. Mm-hmm. That's understandable. But right. if you're growing and you're improving for the better, I don't see a reason why your spouse would not love that better version of you unless exactly. they're jealous or there's underlying issues there.
Yeah, that's right? facts. I think that's very important, actually. And I've seen you grow over the years. You've mm-hmm. changed over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, for one, you communicate a lot more and better. You also are a little bit more outgoing. You can speak to people without getting a heart attack. And you've become a great businesswoman. You're a very great entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yeah, those are all things that, you know, you weren't into beforehand and
right.
grew and changed into this person.
Yeah, I mean, we have to evolve, right? Mm-hmm. And then also when we first met each other, we were single. Then, we became parents of one. Then we became parents of two within a span of 18 months.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had three. Then we had three kids and now we have four kids, a dog. And, you know, so we're not the same people that we were when we first got together,
yeah.
but we're not supposed to be, I don't feel like.
I agree. Yeah. All right. That was pretty good.
That's an important one.
I think so. My next one is, I feel like mine's are all so corny.
Because you're a corny person.
Okay. So inspire and support your partner.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised how much it will inspire you.
Okay.
You know, so mm-hmm. For example, like a lot of times when you're trying to start a new venture or a new thing, I'm always supporting and pushing you into that direction, you know what I mean, to go head on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I find when doing that and I see you start to make movement, then, you know, I get inspired myself. And mm-hmm. then I want to make moves, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I've also seen on the flip side where, you know, I might not be having the best of day, and then you're inspiring and supporting me as well and pushing me in that direction, you mm-hmm. know? So I think we also kind of got that from each other.
Okay.
You know, from doing it. Yeah. So I think that's a very important one.
Yeah.
So, you know, just whatever your partner or spouse or your significant other is into, you know what I mean? Be sure to support them in that and push them in that direction. And however you can help out, try to help out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. See? Thank corny, right?
Okay, so the next one I have is, in order for your relationship to grow and achieve its greatest potential, mm-hmm. you have to be honest with yourself and with each other.
True.
Complete okay. honesty, right? Even though it hurts, even though you won't like it, even though it stings a little bit or stings or a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like pouring alcohol in an open wound.
Right. Yeah. That's mine.
All right. It's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. This one's straightforward too. I've learned that I need to be patient with myself.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
A lot of the time people want to learn how to be patient with others. But sometimes you got to learn to be patient with yourself, especially when you're in a relationship. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, it's very easy to fly off the handle and be hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you don't realize how much you being negative and, you know, beating up on yourself can affect the relationship negatively. So
right.
I've definitely learned over the years how to be more patient with myself. You
know? And with me.
And with you. A whole lot with you.
Right. Oh, that's so true. All right. My next one is, you won't like each other all the time.
I don't like you all the time either.
Well, yeah, you don't like each other all the time because we get on each other's nerves.
I mean,
right?
I think you more than me, but okay.
No, but it's true. You're gonna get in an argument. You're not gonna like what the next person has to say. Sometimes yeah. our opinions don't match up.
Right. That's true.
So and sometimes I'd be like, I don't like what you're saying, and you know, sometimes that's how arguments start.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I don't know if I like this.
And then make up sex.
Yeah. So you're not gonna like each other all the time, but once you can see through, you know, the muddy waters.
Yeah.
And remember why you're with the person in the first place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My next one is, I think we're better as partners. People are better as partners than being alone.
Yeah. We're definitely yeah. meant to go through life as a partnership with someone.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense as a relationship thing, but I mean, I think people are just better together than just... trying to figure things out on their own. I feel like this COVID thing also taught a lot of people that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. And I think too, from past experiences, like in our relationships, when we're not on the same page,
yeah.
like things just seem so much harder.
That's
true. Right?
That's true.
If we're fighting or we're just not on the same page with stuff we're going through, I guess, a valley.
Yeah,
I would say that everything just seems much harder.
Yeah, I think so. And there's been time in our relationships where we were not together, where it just felt like, okay, things are a lot harder this way than when I'm actually with you.
What do you mean? Like, you know, when we were broken up?
When we're broken up. Like, I mean, it's a long time ago, but still.
We were like teenagers.
Were we?
Yes.
Okay. No, what? Okay, so the point is, this is a terrible one.
No, it's a good one. It's okay. a very good point because we are better as a partnership. I think we are meant to go through life with a partner mm-hmm. because sometimes one person needs the other person to be strong when they can't be strong mm-hmm. and then vice versa. You have your strengths and I have my strengths in different areas.
Yeah.
And so where an area where you may be weak, I'm strong. And where I may be weak, you're strong. So we complement each other that way. And that's when you find the right partner, you complement each other that way. And then you guys are able to work as a unit.
And I think
do you understand what I'm saying?
I think that's what people mean by compatibility.
Yeah.
As well, you know, like, are you guys compatible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you fit together? Like, where you are not strong, like you said, is the other person, you know, stronger there?
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, you work together, as you said, like, as a solid unit. I think that's what they mean by are you compatible with somebody.
Yeah, that and other things, but yeah.
Yeah, other things like what? What do you think? You just wanted to throw it out.
Lots of other things, okay?
Okay, all right, cool.
Okay.
All right, so let's hear your last one.
All right, so my last one is I did learn that unconditional love is real. Because, you know, you watch movies and fairy tales and, you know, you hear all these things, but to actually see it in person is like, you know, someone to love you despite your... even with your differences, even with your flaws, even with your, you know, your pet peeves or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like leaving the toilet seat up?
Yeah.
I don't do that, by the way.
And your socks on the floor.
Okay, maybe I do that.
Okay. All right. So what's your last one?
My last one is love the way you would love to be loved.
That's what you learned. Okay, got it.
That is a lesson.
I got it. You learned how to love the way that you would like to be loved.
Yes.
Okay.
So the way I would like to be loved, I'm gonna love you that way.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, kind of ties into what you just said.
Unconditional love. Yeah.
You know what I mean. So yeah. So even if it's just the little things, treat the little things like it's. Like it means the world, you know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just love the person the way you want them to love you.
Right.
And the more you love that way, I think that eventually, if it's not happening in the beginning, eventually it will start to be reciprocated.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, it's not like that for everybody.
That's true. But then that's when you're
but
like...
But that's where you realize that's not the person you're supposed to be with. Right.
You realize that person is not compatible with you, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's a big one for me, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was...
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. So that was 16... lessons that we've learned in 16 years of being together.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we had like similar stuff.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of similar ones. You know what I mean? I mean, technically it's 8 lessons.
8 lessons each person learned, but 16 lessons altogether I think the points were valid for both of us.
That's true.
Right? That you stated were valid for me and what I stated was valid for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully. So
don't try to, you know, come at us and be like, actually, you guys said 8 each. It's not 16 lessons.
It's
for
still
each
16 lessons learned.
It's 16 lessons together.
It's 16 so lessons together.
I still think it makes sense.
Yeah. So hopefully it was very informative. And hopefully you guys learned something.
What I want to know is what are some of the lessons that you guys learned in long time or... what are some of the lessons that you guys have learned with your partners in whatever time you've been together?
Okay.
You know, put in the comments down below and let us know.
Okay. What if they're single now?
Well, then they must have learned a lesson.
That's true. They must have learned something in the last relationship.
If you're single,
you should have
now,
learned something in the last relationship, I guess. Yeah.
If you are now single, tell us what it is that you learned from that relationship.
Especially about yourself.
Yeah, about yourself as well.
I feel like...
yeah.
Sometimes people learn things, but like they're not necessarily learning about themselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like
true.
You have to reach a different level of growth when you're actually looking within yourself to see how you could change, how you have changed, and to consciously make an effort to change.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's so easy to just like point the finger, like you did this and
the other person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he never did this for me and he never did that for me.
Yeah. A lot of times I feel like, you know, when there is a relationship breakdown, a lot of times it has to do with the finger pointing person or with the blamer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's both people throwing the blame?
It could be a lot of times it is both.
Yeah.
But maybe one person be like, oh, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you really look back to it, maybe it stems back to, you know, the person that's pointing the finger.
Right.
Doesn't communicate well.
Right.
And then that happening breaks down the other person where it's like, okay, I can't talk to my partner, then I'm just going to find someone I can talk to.
Right.
You know? And then that leads to another thing and to another thing. Just as an
example. Just an example, yeah.
So sometimes it really is about, you know, the person that least expected to mm-hmm. be their fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not that we're trying to blame anyone or point fingers,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of the times it has to do with both of you and more so with the person that think that they're not at fault.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I think the biggest lessons we can learn in life, regardless of whatever it is, you know, whatever relationships we're in or have been in or whatever, mm-hmm. is just to learn about yourself and how you can become a better person and how you can change to be a better person.
Yeah.
Because I guess once you do the work on yourself, it's much easier to be with someone. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's yeah. much easier to be in a relationship or in a partnership with someone.
And that doesn't mean you should change yourself for that person.
No.
It just basically
you just want to be a better person.
You want to be a better person for you.
Yourself,
you
exactly.
You want to grow for yourself,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And those changes and those things that you make in yourself will kind of help you decide where that relationship is going. You know what I mean? And your partner should be seeing this growth and be willing and wanting to grow with you as
right.
well and starting working on their selves. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, eventually, you guys, if you weren't at first, become more compatible as you grow with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so that was 16 years, 16 lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said before, we hope you guys took something away from this podcast mm-hmm. episode. I think we just want each episode for you guys to learn something about us through our own experiences.
Yes.
Right.
And hopefully about yourself through our experiences.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank mm-hmm. you guys once more for sticking around. We are back again with season 2. And we're just gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So throw us some topics, guys. Throw us some questions. Give us stuff to talk about. You know, let us know what your current relationship is like. If, you know, you guys have any questions that you think we may answer with our 16 years of experience. 32 years of experience combined. I've always wanted
what?
To do that.
Is it really yeah. though?
That's all they say. I don't know this. If each person
like
has a certain amount of years, then you multiply it to be like.
No. I think it works like because we're 16 years together.
Yeah.
It's not like you did 16 years with somebody else, then 16 years with. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's
just,
how you would
you
add
just
it up.
Messed up my whole. My
whatever.
Whole thing. You know, I've always.
That's not how it
that.
Works.
32 years of experience
between the two of us.
Between the two of us, relationship
with the
experts.
Same person.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Never mind.
Okay.
I tried. Anyways, leave your comments down below. Like, share, and subscribe.
Thank you.
You can follow us on Instagram
at MoreLoveFam.
And our website is
MoreLoveFamily.com.
Sweet. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if you're listening there. And yeah, just share everywhere.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
All right. Until next time, more love.
Feel free to reach out to us at any time. Your comments, likes, and shares go a long way. You can connect with us on Instagram @MoreLoveFam and @MoreLoveFamily across all other platforms.